welcome to D&D, the Dinner Party Role Playing Podcast. I'm your host and Dungeon Master James Gressel. With me today are fun people. Everybody, say hi.
Hi.
Kind of ran out of steam right there at the end.
Guys, I'm very excited because James Gressel, we are recording this, our standard recording, which is like the weekend. We're all ready to go. We're high energy. James has a weekday evening energy.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry, Gressel, our DM, has weekday evening energy.
Yes, I think I would be happy if I had weekday energy.
Well, we will lift you up.
Yes, well, you always do.
We'll be the cloud lifter for your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Podcasting jokes.
We'll make you louder with decibels.
Raising that gain floor. I did the paralogue this week, which hopefully you've listened to by now. By the time this comes out, the paralogue will finally come out, and I hope you enjoyed that. When you listen to it, it was fun to write, but difficult. It was a difficult birth. So we're gonna see what happens today.
He doesn't have health care. There's no
recovery period after the birth. It was a fireman on the highway. I didn't make it to the hospital, so
he's fine. He's okay.
Yep.
We can say that because they can't see him.
Yeah.
He's a puddle at that desk.
His hair's down. I haven't seen him with his hair down in months.
Well, I washed it today, so it's air drying. I hate with hair this long, using a hair dryer is such a pain in the ass. I'm sorry, all women.
It does take forever.
I just do my bangs.
It's a fucking nightmare to dry hair, long hair. We're going to see what we can do today. We're going to make some shit up out of our brains and send that through the internet to your ears for your enjoyment.
Oh, man.
My serious poo brain going on.
We were gonna do steaks for dinner, but we don't have time today for that. So we will do those some other time.
We had some Jimmy John's.
Yes, you ate Jimmy John's.
We did. It was so good.
Which does kind of feel like convention food.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Great convention food. You don't have to touch it. It's in a wrapper. Mm-hmm. You don't need silverware.
You can stand there.
Yeah. It's not super messy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Take your phone off the table. It vibrated my elbow.
Sorry.
Oh, the F-boys are sharing a table this recording this session.
Bad news.
So today, yeah, we're going to continue the story in Dittredon. While we're here, the scheduling update, we will not have continual regular episode releases through the next 8 weeks. There will be some changes to the schedule, so make sure you listen to the announcements between episodes in the breaks here, and follow us on Twitter at @DNDIndiePod for the most up-to-date announcements about the schedule. But there's going to be some more paralogues and maybe an off week or two here as we get through the busy October season for those of us who work in the spooky industry.
Sorry, I'm dying.
It's not just you.
It's gonna be me too.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's busy right now. Everybody's busy. Everybody's leaving town at some point in the next few weeks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So, yeah, so there will be some adjustments to the schedule, and we're going to get you as much fresh fantasy content as possible. As far as the main season 5 story goes, we're already going to have to kind of adjust things. But once we get through October, I think we'll be in much better shape. So,
yeah.
So listen to the announcements and follow us on Twitter and for up-to-date scheduling announcements. But that's it for that. Let's get back into the story. Last we left you guys off, crazy things were afoot in two different locations in Steelshank, the capital of Dittredon. You were in attendance at their grand expo for all of their scientific discoveries. And you decided to submit into the zoological exhibit as a cover to find out more about all the things that were going on there, ultimately with the goal to attend the heavy metal exhibition.
When is that, by the way? Do we have a timekeeper? Like right now we're fighting a bunch of cultists, but can we still make our appointment?
Yes, it is a multi-day festival.
And it's not, and Heavyweights is not this day.
It might not be this day, yeah. Actually, planning out the itinerary of the expo was on the list before the paralogue took over my life.
Oh, Gressel! Okay, well, we'll make the decision today. So Heavyweights is tomorrow.
Is another day. So you have plenty of time to get to that.
Clean the blood off.
To clean the blood off and to adjust your ruse. Zabbis is undercover as a scientist.
And dragon.
After stealing credentials from the credential booth.
Stealing is generous. I don't know what happened.
And
Zabbis, what's your name? Because we should, Bucket Baby should know.
Yeah.
One's in your cramming.
I smell onions. I'm trying to figure out where I'm smelling onions from. It might be this wrapper. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all of the sandwiches.
Well, probably not Mike's.
I didn't get onions.
I know you don't.
Thank you.
I know what you eat.
We're just that good of friends.
You're also like inches from where I keep onions? All of the onions.
That's
true. I don't like onions kitchen. Literally behind him. Yeah. I smell
like
onions.
4 pounds of onions. Just sitting there.
Would you like to burn some incense?
I'll do that. Keep talking.
Okay. We only have onion-scented incense.
That was the dinner for tonight, was just onions.
onions. Poor Mike.
Fletch is somewhere else. Flack and Margarine are joined together by a harness, trying to come across as a single four-armed creature.
Flackerin.
Sure.
Flackerin. Marge.
Things went a little nuts after at the end of the zoological exhibit. It is now under attack by cultists. We said that. So we're going to get back into it. We're going to pick up. Let's start with Fletch up top because you are
all alone. Mm-hmm.
On the top of this mountain where this weather experiment was being conducted, the goal of the experiment was to capture lightning in a bottle, but what ended up happening is that you caught lightning in your staff, in your bow staff, which has now become the Stormtail Bow, B-O. You are alone. You have defeated all of the secret society members who lured you up here under false pretenses. Kurgum Ironthane was the person that you met in the crowd. He ran off of the top of this and fell, presumably, to his demise.
But we didn't see him.
Yes, it's an
die,
off-camera
so we
death.
Don't know if he's gonna come back or not.
That's
to get
true.
His vengeance.
Good call, dude.
Just like Jason.
That's true.
Maybe one day.
All the off camera deaths are going to show up at some point together in a giant
just sitting around a campfire.
Yeah,
hanging out together.
That'll be another unfinished paralogue story that I start. So yeah, there was a device that was used to control the weather that you manipulated. It had a gem inside of it that seemed to be powering it. And this storm has, it's kind of calmed since you were able to capture the lightning.
Because I went to go grab the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Was I able to grab that?
Inside of, like, yeah, was it a gem that was inside of
in
a
box?
Yes. Okay, yes. You lifted the box and you grabbed the gem.
Okay, so it's in my possession. Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh, wonder what we could trade that for.
Well, perhaps not much, because when you inspect the gem now in your hand, mm-hmm. It appears as a mundane piece of coal.
Coal?
Yes, or otherwise it appears as if it has been burnt and charred. Mm. Whatever energy that was inside of it, if there was, in fact, energy inside of it, seems to have been transferred into you, into the storm, and then into your staff. You don't know. Okay. But it is basically a lump of burnt rock, as far as you can tell at this point.
Charcoal is like charcoal. It's like coal.
Well, no, like charcoal is wood.
Oh.
Like if you bought charcoal.
Oh, I was really excited for a second. I thought it was coal that you used to char things.
I don't, I don't think that you can cook food over actual coal. Wouldn't that be toxic?
That would be toxic. Yeah. But so it's charred wood that functions as coal wood.
Oh.
Charcoal.
Okay. Charcoal.
What?
You throw a W-O in there? Right.
I want to hold on to it.
Okay.
Remember how we were like, we're going to make stuff up and create a cool story? Yeah.
We're all operating
at peak brain capacity.
Yeah, I want to like put it in my pocket.
You have it. You have
it's
the
It's going to be so dirty in there,
I
dude.
I know.
Let's just go put his hand in there and come out black and everyone will go, oh no.
Everything he touches just smudges.
It definitely is that. Like it definitely, will smudge things. It has that layer of dust.
Don't leave fingerprints.
Well, too late.
They're scientists. They'll figure it out.
Oh my gosh, just incriminating us everywhere we go.
Okay, you guys aren't here. We'll talk about that when we all get together, all right?
So you are up on the top of this like platform, this leveled off mountain peak. You can see the surrounding mountains around you. What do you do?
I'll figure out how to get down. Do I see any levers or anything to like lower the platform that I rose up on?
Let's roll investigation and see if you need to find some other way off this mountain or not.
Well, 17.
17.
Or 23. Sorry.
Oh, 23. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can find the control panel after looking around that Kurgum had used to activate the elevator that brought you up here. However, the panel does not seem to respond to your touch.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I go and grab the closest body.
Okay.
I pick it up because they're tiny, right?
Yes. And you are unmolested otherwise, so you can take the time to drag things around need to.
Do I find anything? I'm going to search some pockets. Do I find anything interesting? Money?
You got coal all over this guy?
Yeah, it was just dirty. Using it to like wipe my hands.
You find they had masks. They had like ivory masks that they were using as part of their like ritual.
Oh, yeah, I'll take one of those, please.
Okay. As best you can tell, it is like polished ivory, seems to be carved out of a single piece. There's no like conjoining anything to it. It doesn't have straps either. It's just a faceplate. It doesn't, some of them have some defining features carved into them that indicates perhaps fields of study. But otherwise they're pretty, unadorned.
Okay. Cool.
You don't find, however, like keys or
any info on these cult.
I would say that these scientists would definitely have papers on them. However, they're all in dwarf. Oh, you took dwarf as a language, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can kind of read some of it. We decided, I believe, last time or a couple times ago that you are not completely fluent. That's why you couldn't read all of the inscription on Kurgum's flask.
Correct.
A lot of these papers are like scientific research notes and stuff. However, you do find you find something that, as best you can tell, is gibberish. It's in Dwarvish. They're Dwarvish words, but they're completely random.
Okay.
And they don't make sense together as sentences as you're translating them.
Got it. All right. Yeah, I definitely want to.
So it's like square, crocodile, like it's just like totally random words.
Okay.
Yeah.
I grab that.
Okay.
And then what's the panel? Like, do I just like put somebody's hand on
Do you put scanner? Somebody's hand on it?
Yeah.
It works.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, you do that, and the elevator starts to descend.
As it starts descending, I just want to quickly wipe my hands onto this guy to okay. clean it off.
You do
as best that. I can.
You do that.
Okay.
So you and the body descend.
Damn it, that's not what I wanted.
Oh, that's well. What he said.
Yeah, I know. I did. Yeah. Okay, fine. Is this guy visible? The guy that I grabbed, does he have visible wounds?
Did he look like he got struck by lightning?
Is he the one that got stabbed? Is he charred because of lightning?
Definitely, yeah. Yes, I think that this would be maybe one of the lightning ones.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's better than stabbing. Okay, cool.
I guess that's true. It's plausible deniability.
Yep, exactly. I'll take that.
Should have made him roll for that.
What? Yeah, I
well, it would have been his decision.
That was yeah, a, it was, yeah. yeah. I saw. I picked up where he was going. There.
Yeah, we're getting in tune.
I'm
just like Fletch is hapless enough that I believe that he would just grab the closest body, and then after the fact be like, "Uh-oh, is this one that's incriminating or not?"
I feel like that's what I did.
Exactly. So you should roll
if it's an incriminating body.
Oh, yeah.
Under 10, it's gotten stabbed.
Yeah. But you didn't have a stabbing weapon. You didn't stab anybody.
No, but wasn't there glass? I think there was shards of glass that exploded from the guy's hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The bottle punctured. Exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is one of the lightning ones.
Great.
You descend with the body into this dark, long tunnel that you came in with Kurgum, where it's this deep, long tunnel. In this hidden part of the city that you were brought into by Kurgum.
Yeah.
When you exit the elevator, the tunnel either continues or heads back the direction you originally came.
Mm. I feel like I need to go back to the convention to meet up with the team because there was a close call. I shouldn't be doing this by myself. I don't want to go further into this place without back up. So I would like to exit this place.
Okay.
But before I do, I want to prop up this dead body.
Just like lean it up against the...
Yeah. Like he just fell, like lean it up against the console.
Oh, like he got struck and... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Actually, is there a way for me to... this is so...
I think I know where you're going.
Can I put the guy's hand on the console and run out of the room before the elevator starts going up so that it's hard for them to call it back down, or to at least buy me some time?
Roll athletics to see if you can sprint.
And if he fails, what, he's stuck on the elevator as it descends?
We'll see what happens.
14.
14 is not bad enough where you would get stuck in between the door, which is what I was worried of. So you would just kind of go back up and try it again, I guess. Yeah. Okay, fine. Then we'll say, yeah, okay, you do it.
Whoa, nat 20, yay!
All right. An 8 or lower might have gotten you stuck. Okay. So, like...
I would have just gust of winded my way out. It would have been fine. I would have, like, rode a tornado down to the convention and like a
god.
Does
gust of wind have spell slots or is it a cantrip?
It's a per day ability.
Once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a yeah. day. Yeah.
It does not feel like you've only used it once a day.
It does not at all.
Long rest, right? Guys.
Okay, so you get off the elevator, you send the elevator back up with your dummy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you head back the way that you came. Hey everybody, Russell here with a few quick announcements, then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 152 of D&D&D. I hope you all enjoyed the Tim paralogue from not last week, earlier this week. Sorry about that. Thank you for your patience as we got that out and adjusted to the change in our schedule. I hope you all enjoyed that. I did enjoy writing it. And also, I hope you enjoyed it because there will be more of the Tale of Tim coming up over the next month. The big headline here for these announcements is our schedule through October. It is going to be a little bit in flux. because all ripple effects from when Beth was sick, and then it being October, which is the busy time for James and Chelsea, as I'm sure most of you are aware. So things are going to be a little bit different for the next few weeks, and here is the schedule. Obviously, today you're getting a regular episode, and then next week, September 28th, you will get part two of this half of our recording session from the weekend. And then on October 5th, you will get a paralogue. That's going to be the next part of the Tim story. Regular episodes will return on October 12th and 19th. And then on October 26th, you will get another paralogue. And then November 2nd, right now, might be an off week. We will see what we can do about that. But for now, that is what we have available to us. It's possible that I might stick another paralogue in there. Maybe we'll go back to Ryloth and the villain paralogues. But we will see when we get closer to that date. Stay tuned to the Twitter. At DNDNDpod on Twitter is the best place to get most up-to-date information about any changes to the release schedule. And make sure you listen to these announcements, because this is where I will also give the most accurate information about the schedule. So, to recap, obviously new episode today. You're listening to it now. Thank you very much. New episode next week, Wednesday the 28th. We're going to do a paralogue on October 5th. Have regular episodes on October 12th and 19th. Another paralogue on October 26th. And then TBD for November 2nd, although it's possible that that is going to be an off week. Just want to go ahead and right now say that there's also going to be an off week November 23rd, the weekend of Thanksgiving. There will not be an episode because I will be cooking for everybody. And then, you know, we'll get into more holiday scheduling stuff as we get closer to it. But that's the schedule for the next month. It is what it is. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we get you something every week, some new D&D content every week going forward, whether it's a new episode or a paralogue. Kind of related to that, these episodes are going to be a little bit shorter, so apologies for that. Again, just want to make sure that we get you guys new stuff and we don't have big gaps. So that's the plan. Thank you for your patience and your understanding as we get through this busy time in the fall. It's always the fall. It's a rough time, but we'll get through it, and we'll bring you some good stories through it, and I hope you enjoy those. If you haven't listened to the paralogue, go check it out. It's a lot of fun. And I'm excited to continue to tell that story going forward. Those will come out on time going forward. I will do my absolute damnedest to make sure that those come out on time going forward. I think that is it for now. Patreon, patreon.com/dndndpod. You want to get episodes without any ads? That's how you can do it. If you want to get some other rewards, we have those recipe cards and merch rewards. Beth's going to be reopening her shop soon. Until then, the TeePublic store and the link in the description is the best place to get merch. She's also working on some new designs that we'll have more information out about soon, as well as the new Patreon t-shirt designs. Those will be coming soon, too. So all of that is at links in the description. Just a couple of ads here, and then we will get back to this week's episode. Thanks again for your patience and understanding about the schedule, and do what's fun.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll go down to the convention floor for the zoological exhibit, where chaos is still ensuing. Sabas, you are surrounded by your group of cultists who are enthralled by your appearance and your deception, claiming that you are the personification of Didridon.
That's right.
Margarine and Flack.
Yeah.
Flackrin? Yeah. What did we say?
Yeah.
Flackrin.
Flackrin. You are on the stage. You have just killed one of the other cultists who was casting the necromancy spell, but another one has taken it up. There are two large animal skeletons causing most of the problems. A lot of the bird skeletons that have been hit by this spell just fly away. They are not as interested in the destruction.
They're bones.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah,
necromancy.
They try to fly and just fall.
Yeah,
they, I have notes. That's
their
trouble.
The floor is littered with bones. Yeah.
Flapping, clacking bones.
Yes, which is more disturbing, I guess.
Yeah. And they're bird bones, so they're really thin.
Really
so everybody's
hollow.
Stepping on them, and yeah. They're just being crushed. Why am I doing this?
Great, you know what? You've made that bed. You're lying in it now.
I don't want to. It's covered in
bird bones.
Bird bones.
Bird bones everywhere. The gorilla, giant ape skeleton, and a big cat skeleton are the two most problematic ones. The gorilla skeleton has grabbed one of the attendees and torn that person in two. And then continues down looking for another victim. People are running and fleeing. It is pandemonium. The order was Margarine and Flack, enemies, and then Zabbis. So we'll just start at the top. I don't remember exactly where we left off, and I don't care at this point.
So we're going to start at the top. Okay, while Grussel just doesn't really care, I'm going to try and ride that gorilla because I feel like I can get away with a little bit more today.
Today's the day.
You can stick your 2 feet into its like hip bone holes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Actually, excellent. So we'll start with Margarine and Flack. So you guys are up on the stage.
And there's another one that took up the.
That is starting to cast a similar spell.
I want to stab him.
Okay. You cross over there. You have to push your way through some of the fleeing crowd.
There's people on the stage?
There's people everywhere. People are wherever they need to be to get away from these monsters.
Well, I've got special thief toes.
That's true.
So I can do a little dance. Although, I think that Margarine's back might be a little sore after this event.
That's true.
Yeah, dude.
You're giving Flack a ride this whole time.
Yeah.
The harness does lend some support, but Margarine is very old.
Yeah, you can wear one of those things while one of those like braces around your torso when you carry a fucking washing machine, but you still carried a washing machine.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
And I'm 200 years old.
Okay, so then let's have you roll acrobatics. Get you through the crowd.
All right, so that's going to be a 19 plus 14, 33.
Yeah, with a 33, you weave your way incredibly successfully. You barely bump into anybody else.
I take it back. Margarine's back does not hurt. 33.
You power through an ice bath in your future, perhaps. and you get to the other cultists. Roll stealth.
Ooh.
With your 33 acrobatics, you might be able to sneak up on this guy.
No, not one.
Nope, you don't.
Oh.
I sneak and then I stomp.
Yeah, you are so good at weaving through the crowd that you lose track of the cultist and end up right in front of his face.
And I was so good at like getting through the crowd that the cultist watched me in awe.
Yeah, it was like, oh my god. It's moving right this way. It's like
Bucket Baby's a real impressive creature.
Flax just kind of like weaving an inflatable arm man through the crowd. But he's right in front of you, so much so that he does stop the spell. You've startled him into stopping the spell, although he's going to... Let's do an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh.
And he will get you.
Will he?
Yep. For 6.
Is that going to be to her or to me, though?
Yeah, how high does he stab?
All right, we'll do this.
Please don't be in my face.
Oh, God,
James,
yeah.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. It's 4. It gets you.
No.
Okay. 6 damage. Nothing crazy.
Nick of the patella.
Yeah. It just gets you in the shin. That you can see through the shitty wooden mask, Margarine. You can see kind of into his eyes, and when he stabs into your like sheet through into leg of Flak, there's like a surprised look in his eyes of like, this isn't what stabbing a person should feel like. but it is back to you, and you can stab. So stab away. You have one of your knives.
A person.
Yes. Margarine, very familiar with stabs.
I roll to stab.
You roll to stab.
18 plus 8, 26. Does 26 it hit? 26
will definitely hit. Yes.
I want to get him in the gut.
Okay.
Sneak attack. Should I? He's looking at me. Maybe I'm not allowed to do a sneak.
I don't think you can. I mean, you do have like your ability here, but I don't think you can sneak attack here.
Okay.
You're right in front of him, and he looked you right in the face. 8 stabbing.
Plus 1d8 poison. 3 poison.
So 11.
And then I'm going to attack again.
Yes.
And that's a 26 to
that
hit.
That will also hit, yes.
6 regular attack. 5 poison.
Yeah. Looking pretty bad. You get him in the guts. You kind of stab him. Twist your knife around.
Ew.
You see some blood cough out from the mask that stains your white sheet. I just imagined you wearing white. Did we establish that?
I thought it was black. We that haven't established that. What does Bordelia think that we should look like?
I always imagined it was white and, like, clinical.
What about you, Master? What are we wearing?
Yeah, Mama.
I don't know. I just was imagining, like, weird large clothes. And, like, not any specific color.
Well, DM says white.
I think a big baggy purple t-shirt and big green shorts with a drawstring belt.
Oh, my God.
Fleck is prone to purple, so... That makes sense to me.
Can we make them khaki?
Your shorts?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Lots of pockets. Margarine's entire body is just a pair of khaki shorts.
Just inside a giant pair of shorts. That's great. Yeah, okay. So the purple shift is stained now with some dwarf blood. Flak, it's you.
Oh, hey, that looks like fun. I will also stab with the knife of Galador.
In the other hand.
Yeah. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
9.
9 will be enough to finish him off.
Well, what's this what's this plus 1d8 radiant?
You can roll that.
Radiant or poison, your choice.
Let's poison him. Just like he poisoned this convention with their skeletons. Where? Oh. 1d8?
Yes.
Poison! 1. Nope, 7.
7.
Wow.
Okay, very different. Yes, you definitely finish this guy off. Falls to the ground.
Want it to be known that every time that Flak uses one of Margarine's knives...
That was fun. I put it away quickly.
It feels like Margarine was the one who got stabbed.
Margarine poisoned?
In her heart...
That's the worst place to be poisoned.
Yeah, it is.
All right, it is there. The cultists turn. The skeletons are going to continue their rampage. The big cat skeleton grabs a hold of one of the fleeing attendees in its mouth, and it kind of shakes him around.
Kill him.
There's screams of agony, and then it tosses the guy around like a cat would, toying with one of its victims, and tosses it into another group of people. They all tumble over. It is a harrowing scene. The gorilla is just going to like punch a guy who goes flying into a column. The column crumbles a little bit and the body collapses to the ground.
The load-bearing column?
Most columns here have... Well, you're
came down real easy for a load-bearing column.
It didn't
column.
Completely crumble, just like the impact.
Crackling?
Yeah, just cracked. Yeah.
Spine crumbled.
Yeah. The guy got the worst of it.
I feel so bad that we left the big battle to go and try to take out... Here's okay. Here's what was going through my brain and Margarine's brain by proxy. If we kill the person who's casting the spell, then the things will stop being animated.
Yeah.
But that does not seem to be the case.
Oh.
And so now people are dying and we didn't fix it.
But we're still also killing.
All right, well, we have different value systems, I think.
We're staying true to our previous, what usually happens.
We killed that guy, right?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Did another one start making noises out of their mouth?
Yes.
How many of them are we going to have to do this to?
We will find out more. But the three that are around Zabbis, they like bow before you. They
yeah.
drop to their knees. They humble themselves before you, and they speak in Dwarvish, which Uh-oh. You could read, but you cannot understand what it is that they are saying. But they are Uh-oh. Saying something. You can definitely make out the words Didrdan, and they're saying something in Dwarvish. They're muttering. All of them are muttering, basically incoherently.
I'm going to play this like. Ooh, how do I phrase it? I want to kind of act like I'm how people thought God was in the 1500s, where God spoke Latin. And this is like, this would be like them trying to speak English to God. And like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So you know Elvish. What other languages does Zavis know? Like, could you pull out some like weird...
I know Common, Elvish, and Gnomish. Neither of...
Elvish would be like the fanciest language yeah. of that. Yeah.
Would any of them know Elvish?
You have no way of knowing that.
I'm just going to try speaking in Elvish.
Okay.
And be like, how dare you deign to speak to me in such a lowly tongue. Do I know that it's Dwarvish?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you would recognize it the way that we can in real life recognize
something is like friend.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
It is your turn next. They don't act in any harmful way against you, but they just kind of drop to their knees and start just incoherently babbling something.
And Kelsey, Zavis had casted something on himself to make him appear more impressive. What was that?
Yeah, it's this crazy. That's why you look like the dragon. You have wings, you have horns, you have this angelic appearance about
it. Was Tasha's otherworldly guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I can see that they're getting attacked, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You can see that they're getting attacked, and you can see that, you know, these skeletons are going nuts. You have behind you the dwarf scientist Oz is like cowering.
How close am I to either of them?
30 yards or so, 90 feet, 60 to 90 feet. They're a little ways away. They ran over to the stage.
Didn't we teleport there?
You did teleport over to the stage. That's true. You dimension doored.
Oh yeah, I did.
Your music note door. You're probably the same distance from the closest big skeleton.
Like the gorilla?
Yes.
Zabbis's?
Yes. Like straight ahead from you are Margarine and Flack, and then over off to your left would be the you're like 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock would be the gorilla, and then at noon.
I'm gonna try to ride that gorilla.
Okay.
It's because I just think it'll be like the like it'll make sense. I'm like trying to find my fucking steed.
Sure.
Because I'm a dragon god, and it'll also help them theoretically. If I can, like, tame this beast and keep it from attacking them.
That's true.
And also, it looks cool.
You run over to the gorilla. You can't quite get there in this turn. However, it seems that by speaking something in Elvish and then running away, the cultists have gotten the impression that they have... and you're clearly running toward the gorilla. The cultists see this... And they look amongst each other. All of you roll insight.
Including me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, you would have your back to them, I guess. So Flack and Margin roll insight. Three's not going to tell you what they're...
No, that was intimidation. I'm sorry. Accidentally hit the wrong thing. And click. Oh, nat one.
Wow. Boy. Okay, so you guys don't get, you have no idea what it is that, how they're reacting to what they just saw.
I think they like us a lot.
It is your turn again. So
it's going to take like 2 turns to get over there, right?
Zavis will get their next turn just to move things forward.
If we were to try to get to the big monster.
Since you are the feet, and since you are your roguish self, I believe you can dash over there.
I can dash.
You could also get to the cat, the saber-toothed cat skeleton is closer to you than the gorilla.
Oh, what if we rode that?
And you would run over.
We have no way of knowing that Zavis is trying to ride the gorilla.
I see Zavis running towards it, and that look in his eyes.
Roll insight on Zavis.
Yeah, the reason why he didn't pick up on the cultists is because he's looking
at his eyes.
Shit.
Wow. He knows. He fucking knows.
He fucking knows. I think Zavis is going to try to ride the gorilla.
That's crazy.
What? Do I write? Should I roll insight to understand that Flack wants us to ride
the saber? We should ride the other thing.
Bad idea.
It was fun.
But it would be fun. Margarine abandons killing the cultist and runs towards the saber-toothed tiger.
Okay, you approach the saber-toothed tiger, who is you approach from the rear. The saber-toothed tiger is munching on the body of a fallen attendee. It's tearing flesh from his body and swallowing it, which then just kind of falls through the empty bones on the ground.
Do we just, with our forearms, climb up the back?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting you guys are fucking attached to each other.
Yes, we are.
All right. What kind of a role is climb up the back of a saber-toothed tiger?
Animal handling?
It will be animal handling.
Animal handling?
Yes.
What's yours?
Well, you're both gonna, you are connected. You are both going to have to roll.
I mean, I don't have proficiency.
This is a mistake.
I rolled a
I
one.
Feel responsible.
You rolled a one?
I rolled a one!
I feel so responsible.
I rolled a 19.
Oh, no!
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, wait, how
I'm gonna be inside of it!
You both grab a hold of the back of the big cat skeleton. As folks will remember from the internet sensation of putting cucumbers behind cats as they're eating.
Yeah, that's right.
Cat's not a fan of being snuck up on. So when you both lay your hands upon the cat bucks like a horse and jumps, kicking Margarine very, very hard. But Flack, you're able to maintain your grasp. The harness tears.
Oh!
And Margarine goes flying.
Oh my god.
Baby, no!
All my fault.
Across the
pair of shorts like a shooting star.
Does anyone notice that happen? Am I disqualified?
Are there gasps? I'm just like, oh.
Am I disqualified? Then?
Wait, did we already get the medal?
The results hadn't been announced yet.
We're so screwed.
There goes our sweep.
Okay, no, we can spin this as like, what is it called when animals like reproduce?
Mitosis?
By, like a worm? Yeah. You know?
Like a budding situation or
whatever?
Yeah,
where like they split off from themselves.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Cells do mitosis, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know science.
I don't know. It's amazing. People like think I'm smart until I talk about something that's not movies.
The harness tears, or you are torn out of the harness. The harness is very well made, but you are torn out of the harness, leaving it dangling from Flack. Margarine, you go tumbling across the way. Landing on a pile of bones that crush underneath you.
Birds.
I don't think anyone noticed. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
As far as you can tell, nobody's really paying attention to this. Or it does look like the torso was just torn in half. Mm-hmm. So
I could pretend to be dead.
You get poked a little by the bones, but it's just two. It doesn't bother you too much. But they are jagged, and you're very aware that you landed on a pile of bones.
Hold on a second. I know I'm not there, but that's the only damage roll that she got hit with was two from the falling
from
on the
falling
bones?
On the bones. Well, but how getting much, kicked the, in yeah. the face.
How much did she get hit with?
Oh, that is a different situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, kick.
You got kicked, man.
That is a 8. Still bad rolls. Bad
double.
Rolls for damage today from things. You think it should be double?
Yeah. It was forceful enough to rip them from the harness.
He's just mad because I wanted him to roll for a stabbed person.
Yeah, I am. I will admit it. You little shit.
You are torn.
I think you should roll for this.
You are torn apart. But
Beth will remember this.
But Flack, you have managed to hang on to the saber-tooth beats, which is now bucking around, trying to fling you off of it.
Ooh.
But you grabbed it. You grabbed hold. It is now the other enemy's turn. Margarine, you find yourself suddenly surrounded by cultists. There are four of them looking over you. They have not seen your face. You are just pants.
You can still save this. You can still keep us in the contest if you think very carefully.
But you can see through, I guess, what is now the enchanted fly of the pants.
Oh my.
That they are like looking down on you. You see the shitty wooden faces. And that is what you see.
I'm also not entirely sure that Margarine was wearing much else but the harness and the pants.
One of the cultists is going to take a gnarled, nasty-looking sword and just kind of poke the pants. Roll.
I want to pretend to be to pants. Be,
right. So, roll Constitution save.
Oi.
See if your body can react or prevent yourself from reacting.
The 6 plus
That's
4,
a
10.
10.
It's pandemonium happening around
yeah,
us here.
Yeah, you react.
Pandemonium.
You do react a little bit, but.
Do I react as pants would?
You react as like a dismembered half of a body.
Yeah, that's
would.
Cool because there's still like electromagnetism running through my parts.
Right, there's a twitch, but it's not so bad that you're like. You wiggle out of the pants or anything.
I don't say ow.
Right, but you'll take another 3 stab and damage.
Is that enough, Mike?
Yeah,
it wasn't.
This time
he wasn't trying,
yeah,
to,
he's not
like,
trying to
like kill
you.
You.
Yeah, that's actually pretty high for like a pants poke.
Yeah. Well,
is this thing dead? You get in there a little bit.
Get in there a little bit. Yeah, he does get you in there a little bit.
Ow.
You do, but you do not say ow. Under 10 would have been ow.
Ow.
And so they kind of are curious about these pants, but that's all they do on this turn. The gorilla is going to turn its attention towards you, Zabbis.
Yeah.
It sees your incredible whole thing.
Yeah.
and
does it care, not care because it's a gorilla?
it's skull with its big, huge teeth just covered in blood. It's still holding like half of a person. And it drops the half of person that it was carrying, and it turns towards you, and it just kind of like looks at you.
Yes, I will teach you to speak like Coco.
It doesn't otherwise react. One of the other cultists is going to cast a spell and gather some of the bones, or a lot of the bones, from that are scattered around the floor of the birds who attempted to fly and couldn't, evidently. Mm-hmm. And fashion them through necromancy magic into a bone creature that is going to attack people. Since you are all kind of otherwise occupied, let's say this is when Fletch shows up.
Oh, hey.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.